The top official from the Department of Veterans Affairs spent Memorial Day afternoon in rural Alaska. Secretary Eric Shinseki traveled to the Bering Sea village of Quigilinoc to get a better understanding of what it will take to care for veterans in the remote reaches of Alaska. From member station KYUK in Bethel, reporter Shane Iverson was on the ground when Shinseki's helicopter arrived and has this report.
IC-14 is left base for final.
Residents of the small Yupik Eskimo village get an impressive show as the Alaska National Guard Blackhawk circles the village before landing on a bumpy and narrow gravel runway. Unloading from the helicopter is the entourage of Secretary Shinseki and Alaska Senator Mark Begich. Begich wastes no time assuming the role of tour guide as they walk into the village.
So again, a lot of the villages have these small facilities like this, clinics. Shall we go inside?
The health clinic is no bigger than a modest-sized home. Everyone crams in. There's no VA hospital here. If you want health care in Quigilinoc, you come here. It's run by the Tribal Consortium, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Vice President Jane Russell.
We're going to give you a quick demonstration of our telemedicine carts. There are many peripherals that you can add. We're going to do some basic ones today.
Village health aides crowd around a computer while a mock patient sits in a chair. The aides take his temperature and heart rate. They snap pictures of his ailment, and all of it goes over the internet to more highly qualified doctors and experts in places like Anchorage and Minneapolis. Russell tells Shinseki that YKHC has been able to reduce wait times for patients like this by using telemedicine. She uses surgically implanted ear tubes as an example.
Prior to this technology, when we had patients in the village that had problems with their ears, they would have to be seen in the village clinic, back to Bethel, and back and forth several times before they were referred, and then they would get tubes in their ears.
Similar changes have allowed the hospital to receive radiology results in 30 minutes. That's down from past waits of 10 days. Shinseki has said he sees telemedicine as the future of health service, but before they can get too far into that discussion, their aides rush them off to another engagement. There are no roads here, only boardwalks. A convoy of four-wheelers moves the entourage to the tribal office, where Shinseki addresses an audience.
I bring you greetings from President Obama to all of the residents of, I'm told I have to try that at least once, and then I can shorten it.
Quig residents are joined with those from neighboring villages to honor members of the Alaska Territorial Guard. They're now village elders, but as younger men, they were tasked with protecting the territory from the threat of Japanese invasion during World War II. Senator Mark Begich.
Incredible veterans that served this country in a unique time and a unique way. And after many years, being able to have a chance to recognize them, especially here today, is just a great honor.
Almost a dozen members are being recognized today. Some are here, others couldn't make it, and others still have already passed on. But Shinseki says it's never too late to recognize their effort and learn what can be done for the next generation of veterans.
And visits to remote locations like this is always a great education. For me to understand what the needs are.
It's time to head back to the helicopter. I hop on the back of a four-wheeler with the senator. As we ride, I ask him if he thinks this trip will really help veterans here and in other remote areas.
These are the kind of visits that make a difference because they see it and they understand that to fly from Quig to Bethel's $400 round trip. In the lower 48, you can fly from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles for that. So they're learning that we need different kind of logistics of delivery of services here.
As the ATV nears the airstrip, Begich points out that Shinseki's mere presence is a show of support for change in rural areas.
Think about it. He's willing to come to Alaska on Memorial Day to a village in the western part, in the YK Delta. That really says a lot for his interest, when he could be in any city in this country.
Begich's long-term goal is what he's dubbed the Heroes Health Card. It would streamline services between the VA and tribal health organizations operating in villages. He says he'll be introducing legislation to that effect in about 2 weeks, and he's confident he'll get the support from the VA. Reporting from Quigilinoc, I'm Shane Iverson.